Part 3. Questions 21 to 35. In this part, you will hear three talks or lectures. There are 5 questions for each talk or lecture. For each question, choose the correct answer A, B, C or D. You will hear the talks or lectures only once. Questions 21 to 25.
You will hear a talk about TV news.
Young people are not watching TV news. This is BreakingNewsEnglish.com. Young people in Great Britain are watching less and less news on television. This is according to Ofcom, a regulatory body that oversees broadcasting practices in the UK. This comes as no surprise as young people become increasingly addicted to their smartphones. Youth are opting for online distractions like YouTube videos, social media, and games rather than switch on a TV and watch a news program. Britain's Guardian newspaper reported that the youth of the nation are more likely to get their day's news about the world from social media or by reading graffiti in bus stations than seeing it on the telly, with the average 16 to 24-year-old watching just 2 minutes' worth of live TV news per day. Ofcom commissioned research into the news-viewing habits of people around the country. The report is called News Consumption in the UK 2019. The research suggests that young people are increasingly using social media as their primary news source. Researchers wrote, "There is evidence that UK adults are consuming news more actively via social media." They reported an increase in posts and comments on Facebook and Twitter about the news compared to last year. Ofcom suggested presenting news stories in less complicated, more accessible way to attract young people's attention. Some people suggested this would be dumbing down content for young audiences. This is Melanie reporting from the United States.
Questions 26 to 30.
You will hear a talk about vegan fashion.
Vegan fashion is becoming more popular. This is BreakingNewsEnglish.com. There has been a dramatic increase in the popularity of veganism around the world in the past decade. Many people are becoming vegans in an attempt to lead a lifestyle that is more conducive to helping the planet. Giving up eating meat, dairy, and other food from animals constitutes the bulk of changes vegans make to their lives. However, an increasing number of vegans are now extending their beliefs to fashion. There is a considerable increase in the sales of vegan clothing, footwear, and accessories. Retailers are marketing products that are free from cow skin and other animal products. Shops are full of synthetic fur coats, plastic belts, and shoes made from tree bark, recycled plastic bottles, rubber, and coconut fiber. Research in the United Kingdom revealed that 42% of shoppers considered animal welfare before buying clothes. The researchers discovered that people of all ages would consider purchasing vegan footwear. The trend in vegan fashion has also reached luxury brands. Designer Stella McCartney has designed a new range of fashion that is free from leather and makes use of recycled products. Her new collection is based on a theme of the iconic 60s group, The Beatles. Ms. McCartney's father, Paul, was lead singer of the group. She has designed leather-free yellow submarine sneakers and colorful fake fur coats. Ms. McCartney is a committed animal rights activist. This is Ken Jones reporting from Seattle.
Questions 31 to 35.
You will hear a talk about Alan Turing.
Father of modern computing to appear on banknote. This is BreakingNewsEnglish.com. Alan Turing, the man widely recognized as being the father of modern computer science, has been honored by being selected to appear on a United Kingdom banknote. Mr. Turing was chosen ahead of a wealth of notable British historical figures and luminaries to be the face of the new £50 note. Turing was instrumental in helping Britain and its allies win World War II. He led a team of codebreakers to crack the Enigma code the Nazis used to send messages to warships and military commanders. He invented the now famous British bomb to do this. This was a giant computer which ushered in the birth of modern computing and the beginnings of artificial intelligence. Alan Turing was a mathematical genius who also excelled in the sciences. He was born in London in 1912. He graduated from Cambridge University and then outlined his vision for creating an algorithm-based computing machine. He said of his invention, "This is only a foretaste of what is to come, and only the shadow of what is going to be." His idea is central to the computers we use today. His brilliance led to his being asked to join the World War II code-breaking team. Despite his pivotal role in ending that war, he was persecuted in the post-war years for being homosexual. Being gay was illegal in the UK until 1967. He chose to be chemically castrated rather than go to prison. Turing died in 1954, aged 41, in an apparent suicide.
That is the end of part 3. Now, you will have 7 minutes to transfer your answers to an answer sheet. That is the end of the listening test.